High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today is March 11, 2017, and we are live, thank goodness. And we're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. We have a lot of stuff going on the show. I mean, there's a lot of things happening in this month of March with Aaron's and the radio show and the gun shop and bartending, all sorts of stuff. So we're going to hopefully hit all those points today. Last week, I missed a few things because we ran long, so I'm going to kind of shift things around here today. I'm going to open up real quick with our show highlights. But I'll tell you what, before I do that, I want to make a comment about when I come in here, when I go to work every morning, ladies and gentlemen, I have habits, which are probably bad. I should change up my habits so nobody can track me. But anyway, I am drinking my delicious premium blend extra large coffee that I drink every morning. And, you know, before I go to work and before each show here at the ranch. And I get mine from the Hilltop Sefco right here in Cameron. It's just a stone's throw away from where I am right now. So go get your coffee, soda, cigarettes, lotto ticket, or whatever it is at the Hilltop Sefco right here in Cameron. Because, you know,
Texans know when you're on the go, make it Sefco.
That's right, but make it Sefco at Hilltop here in Cameron. Anyway, delicious coffee. Check it out. They got premium blend. They've got the fruity tooty flavors. They got everything. Anyway, today's show highlights. Today's license to carry segment will go over penal codes 4603 and penal code 46035. And we touched on that last week a little bit, so we're going to go into depth with it today. Places weapons prohibited and the unlawful carrying of a weapon by a license to carry a holder. Now, these two penal codes are extremely important, so be sure to be taking your notes. As always, I'm going to read three true stories of self-defense. These three are from the American Rifleman's The Armed Citizens column, so listen up and learn what to do and what not to do when your life or property is on the line. After those two segments, we'll once again have our Texas super lawyer, Richard A. Dodd, on the air to discuss with us those two penal codes, 4603 and 46035. I'm going to ask him questions that I feel may be important to clarify. Now, this is a fantastic segment, so I want you to listen hard. Now, if time permits, I'm going to read an article concerning the potential retail apocalypse. 20 experts say 20 different things, so I'm going to try and read an article from one of those experts and let you decide what's going to happen. My topic of interest section will cover the upcoming events in the month of March. Lots happening at and with Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures, so stay tuned for that one. Today's product spotlight will be from one of my sponsors, ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer. You need to go check them out. Give them a call, 254-983-4417. But it's going to be the High Point 4595 TS in 45 ACP carbine. If you checked out my Facebook page, you'll see a picture of me holding it there. And last week, we talked about the High Point 45 pistol. This is a great combo package. Pistol and the carbine goes together well in the mags interchange. So if you're looking for an affordable and accurate weapon system, this is it. Once again, we'll have the voice of law enforcement, Officer Randy Dixon, on the walking encyclopedia of law, good information, common courtesy, and good old common sense. He'll be around about 11 o'clock. Today, I want to get personal with you in my gun training demo and talk about our bodies. Where on our bodies we can conceal weapons that fit our contours. Now, this could be interesting conversation, don't you think, Brett?
I do.
Contours of the body. We're trying to keep it clean. Your host is also a bartender and has a mobile bartending business. So I'm going to tell you about all that I do and why people are interested in it in the second hour. So if you have a wedding or a birthday party or whatever and you need a bartender, get your belly up to the bar and listen up, okay? In today's interview segment, I'll be talking with one of my students, Lee Richardson. Now, Lee is a regular shooter at the shop, a competitor in our pistol competitions, and now a student in my AR M4 class. He's going to tell us about his experiences and how much he's enjoying it, so on and so forth. He'll be here probably about 11:30 if we're on time. And finally, if time permits, I'll read a WTF story, a what the F story, a story that has F written all over it. But for now, we're going to start off the show. We're going to start it off with the license to carry segment. And I want to say this, too. Got a lot of older people out there with their older licenses. Not old people, but you have your old license. It still says conceal a handgun license, CHL. CHL is equal to or congruent to license to carry, LTC. CHL, LTC. LTC, CHL. Same thing, no difference. Everything's the same. Nothing changes. Okay, so with that, let me go into now the license to carry segment of the program. And it's talking about Penal Code 4603 and 46035. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in my license to carry classes, I do not do PowerPoints. I do not do PowerPoints. PowerPoints, in my opinion, are the worst things that ever hit a classroom. The student is so worried about copying notes that they miss the golden nuggets that the instructor has to offer. If you have to take a license to carry class from me, you will get nothing but nuggets, golden nuggets, I may add. I train in such a way that you will rarely forget what I teach and how I teach it. But if you want the convenience of a 15-minute ride to take a class that offers PowerPoint, well, that's your choice. But if you want to burn it into memory, then you need to come and see me. And remember, it ain't bragging if it's true. So with that, today's LTC segment will cover Penal Code 4603 and 46035, two extremely important penal codes for the license to carry holder. I'll even teach you a little trick on how to remember them, okay? But this is very important to know, so get your note-taking materials out. And let's start this up. I'm going to read it right out of the law book here as I get my trusty paperwork here. If you want to give us a call here at the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be part of the show, the number here is 254-697-6633. This is 105.1 The Ranch. Or you can give us a toll-free call at 866-504-1051. And remember, all positive things, Brett will hand over to me. All negative stuff, he will take. Just remember that. All right, we'll start the license to carry segment with Penal Code Section 46.03. Places, weapons, prohibited. This section makes it an offense to possess or carry any weapon into the following places, even if the person is a license holder. Physical premises of a public or private school or institution, comma, new thought, grounds, this is number two, grounds where a school-sponsored activity is being conducted or passenger transportation vehicle of a school unless pursuant to written regulations or authorization of the institution. Premises of a polling place on election day or during early voting. Premises of a government court or offices used by court unless pursuant to written regulations or authorization of the court. Then we have premises of a racetrack. I always say the mafia doesn't like competition, but I, whatever. Secured area of an airport. Within 1,000 feet of premises, the location of which is designated by the Texas Department of Criminal Justice as a place of execution under Article 43.19 Code of Criminal Procedure on a day that a sentence of death is set to be imposed on the designated premises and the person received notice that A, going within 1,000 feet of the premises with a weapon listed under this subsection was prohibited, or B, possession of a weapon listed under this subsection within 1,000 feet of the premises was prohibited. In other words, Huntsville. Somebody going to take the juice in Huntsville? You can't go there within 1,000 feet. Now, this section defines premises to include a building or a portion of a building. It does not include driveways, streets, sidewalks, walkways, parking lots, or garages. An offense under this section is a third-degree felony. Now, that was Penal Code 4603. Places weapons prohibited. Now we're going to read Penal Code Section 46035, the unlawful carrying of a weapon by a license holder. This section makes it unlawful for a license holder to carry a handgun in the following situations. One, on the premises of a business that derives 51% or more of its income from the sale or service of alcoholic beverages for on-premises consumption as determined by the Alcoholic Beverage Commission. That's a very important statement because so many people get it confused. They think one thing, in reality it's not, and so we're going to try and clean that up a little bit. Two, on the premises where a high school, collegiate, or professional sporting or interscholastic event, and I always say this, say this five times fast. High school, collegiate, professional sporting or interscholastic event is taking place unless the license holder is a participant in the event in which a handgun is used. Three, on the premises of a correctional facility, Duh. While the license holder is intoxicated. Duh. Regardless of whether the handgun is concealed. Now, this section defines premises to include a building or a portion of a building. It does not include driveways, streets, sidewalks, walkways, parking lots, or garages. An offense under this section is a Class A misdemeanor, unless it's committed in a 51% business or correctional facility, in which case it's a third-degree felony. Now, this is very important in Penal Code 46035, as are the other things. But a lot of people get this confused, drives me nuts. People don't know how to put signage up, so on and so forth. But at the following premises, restrictions on entry do not, say it with me, do not apply without effective 30-06 or 30-07 warning. And these are 30-06 and 30-07 are very important penal codes to remember when it comes to where you can go, where you can't go with a weapon. One is on the premises of a hospital or nursing home, unless the license holder has written authorization from the administration. Two, in an amusement park. Three, on the premises of a church, synagogue, or other place of worship. And four, at any meeting of governmental entity, regardless of whether the handgun is concealed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I read to you Penal Codes 4603 and Penal Code 46035. Places weapons prohibited and unlawful carrying of a weapon by a license holder. There are so many ins and outs to what I just read to you. And what we're going to do, I'm going to read to you now the three stories that happened in real life from the NRA's Armed Citizens column. And then after that, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, hopefully our attorney, Rick Dodd, will be here. And we're going to discuss all that we read and ask questions so that the expert can give us his advice, direction, guidance, so on and so forth. So it's a nice blend. We're learning the law. We're learning what happens in real life. And then we're going to talk about it and how it would be discussed in a courtroom if it ever happened that way. So you wrote down your notes. Keep them handy. Let me get into our NRA section here. And in this section, I'm going to read to you three stories from the NRA's Armed Citizens page of the American Rifleman. Hopefully from these true stories, we can learn what to do and what not to do, and maybe even get a laugh or two in the process. It all depends on the story. So let me start here with story number one. And this is coming out of the NRA's magazine, the American Rifleman, the Armed Citizens column, page 10, March 2017. Story number one. Trouble sometimes comes knocking at the door. And when it happened recently in Miami, the troublemaker ended up paying for it. Early one morning, a stranger parked in front of the home and started banging heavily on the front door. The homeowner grabbed his gun, yelled that he was armed, then shot when the would-be intruder tried to gain entry. The suspect was taken to the hospital and was listed in critical condition. Now, my commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, sing along with me. You ready? You going to sing along with me, Brett? One, two, la, three. La, la, la. One, two, three, easy as ABC. So one or A is going to be started banging heavily on the front door. Two or B is going to be homeowner grabs gun, states that he is armed. Three or C, homeowner shoots would-be intruder as intruder tries to gain entry to the home. Do I really need to go any further with my commentary? I didn't think so. It's easy as ABC, one, two, three. Somebody's trying to break in. You grab your gun, you let them know, hey, don't do it. Three, they did it anyway. Four, end of story, you took care of business. All right. Story number two. Just the threat of being shot is enough to scare off some intruders. And that resolution was good enough for the Arizona man in his 80s. The elderly armed citizen was awakened one night by the sound of someone rifling through his cabinet drawers. The resident grabbed his handgun and confronted the suspect in the other room, ordering the alleged burglar to lie down and saying, if you move, I'll blow your head off. The homeowner left the room to call 911, and by the time he returned, the interloper had fled. At least he's got some brains. My commentary to story number two. Doing everything right except one thing can make it all potentially go wrong. Do you think you know what it is, Brett? What this guy did wrong?
You
can go in that direction. The homeowner was aware. The homeowner was prepared. The homeowner made a command presence. And then threw all of his advantage away by leaving the threat. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get control, never, ever relinquish that control until the lives. Then commands of the officer, believing that threat, you just put yourself in jeopardy again. What if he was still in the house? What if he didn't flee? Now you got to go research the house, and he could compromise you at that point. So the elderly gentleman did everything right, except he left the threat. That's what I'm always teaching in the class. Never, ever take your eyes off the threat. Story number three. In Chicago, a worker protected his employee's place of business from being knocked off in an attempted robbery. Around 9:45 p.m., two men entered the establishment, announcing to everyone inside that they were going to rob it. The employee pulled his concealed firearm and fired, striking one assailant in the shoulder and the other in the forearm. Both were later arrested, as was a third suspect. My commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, as great as that story is, there are way too many owner or managers who don't have a freaking clue and tell the customers, the employee, that they are not allowed to carry on the premise. Most of the time, it's because of insurance policies. Well, to you people who wish to take away my right to defend myself, I say this. Screw you. My money will be spent elsewhere. And that's what I have to say about that. And if you don't like that, guess what? I don't care. 254-697-6633. If you don't like it, give me a call and tell me why. If you do like it, give me a call and tell me why. One way or another, give me a call. 254-697-6633. All right, what we're going to do, Brett, let's take a break. Hopefully Rick will be here. If not, we'll do something else. But when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we'll be talking with our superhero, super attorney, Rick Dodd. Talk to you soon.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
If you're planning a party for a wedding, birthday, anniversary, corporate event, or just to have fun, and you plan to serve alcohol, you need a bartender. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps Bartending Service is who you need to call. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps provides a complete portable bartending service. When you provide adult beverages to your guests, you want them served fast, correctly, and with flair. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps can do that for you. TABC certified, professional, and with a complete bar setup, Aaron's can help make your social event one to remember for a long time. Call Aaron's now at 254-482-0557 or email Aaron's at mail@aaronsnightcaps.com. Make Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps your first call and last call when you want a professional bartender for your next social or corporate event. Call 254-482-0557 or go to aaronsnightcaps.com.
And that's powerful stuff.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Again, today is March 17th, 2017, and we're live here for about another hour and 36 minutes, which is great. Give us a call at 254-697-6633. Become part of the show. Richard A. Dodd, personal injury attorney, a Texas super lawyer. I think he is out there saving the world at the moment. And so he's delayed to getting in here. So I'm going to take over the helm and talk about 4603, places weapons prohibited, and Penal Code Section 46035, unlawful carrying of a weapon by a license holder. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a licensed to carry person or you're thinking about becoming a licensed to carry person, these are extremely important to know. This is where the rubber meets the road. You either can go here or you can't go here. Okay? So let's go over this. I'm going to do it one more time. To make it easy, I told you a little trick here. Everybody wonders, where can I go? Where can I not go? Well, instead of worrying about every place and figuring it out, let's figure out the 10 places you can't go. And I'm going to give you two bonus ones on top of that. Write this down. Write down on your paper right now, 1 through 10, and then asterisk for your bonuses. If you have a license to carry, forget about it. You can't go to the following places. Number one. The physical premises of a public or private school or institution. Number two, grounds where a school-sponsored activity is being conducted. Not where they're conducted, but where they're being conducted. Three, premises of a polling place on election day or during early voting. They don't want you there because they do enough trickery of their own to sway the vote. So they don't need your gun there to be swaying votes. What was that? Three? Four. Premises of a government court or offices used by court unless pursuant to written regulations or authorization of the court. And I'll say this real quick. You could have a building that has a courtroom in it. Doesn't mean the whole building's off limits. It just may mean the supporting offices that help that court are off limits. But you'll have arguments about that and confusion. So just keep that in mind. Five, premises of a racetrack. Six, secured area of an airport. Seven, within 1,000 feet of an execution place on execution day. That's Huntsville. Now, the next three are in Penal Code 46035. This is going to be one of the questions I wanted to ask Rick. Why would they put this over here? I don't know. But in reality, in Penal Code 46035, there's three places you can't go. So we're going to continue it on your list of 10. We're at number 8 right now. On the premise of 1% or more of its income, on-premise consumption. Do you consume alcohol at a liquor store? That's correct. You do not. You do not consume alcohol. Well, you're not supposed to anyway. Okay. So this is a place where you consume it. If any of you go to bars, you probably see the 51% sign on the door saying you can't bring a firearm into this location. Okay. Nine? On the premises where a high school, collegiate, or professional, or sporting, or interscholastic event is taking place. And 10, on the premises of a correctional facility. Here's your two bonuses. While you're drunk and federal facilities. Do I have to go over that? Federal facility. No way. Do not, and even a post office, you can't go in there with a gun. Okay? You can't do it. Any federal property facility, don't do it. You're aching for a legal challenge. Okay? So now you got those 10 places and your two bonuses. So what you have to do now is just say, hey, if I'm going anywhere, I ask, is it on my list of 10 or is it one of my two bonuses? And if it's not on my list of 10 or one of my two bonuses, I can go into that facility. Unless what? Unless the owner decides to post a properly posted sign, either Penal Code 30-6 or 30-7, or is verbally telling you, I do not want you on this property with a weapon. Then you got to comply, otherwise you're trespassing. Okay? So it makes it very simple if you can learn those things. Now, let me tell you about the alcohol. TABC, Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, they determine what kind of signs go on certain establishments. If you go to a 7-Eleven or a CEFCO or whatever, when you walk up to the front door, you're going to see a sign that says the unlicensed possession of a weapon. If you have a license to carry, that does not pertain to you. It says the unlicensed possession of a weapon. So if you're walking around without a license and you're going in there with a weapon, you're wrong. Because they sell alcohol there, but they do not consume it there. If you go to a bar, the bar is going to have the 51% one. That's a felony offense if you go in there with a concealed weapon because you're consuming it. The TABC determined that 51% or more of its income is made by the sales, service, and consumption of alcohol on the premise itself. The other thing I wanted to go over, which can become confusing, so you got your 10 places and your two bonuses. In Penal Code 46035, there are four locations that used to be in Penal Code 4603. That was on the premises of a hospital or nursing home, an amusement park, premises of church, synagogue, or other place of worship, or a meeting of governmental entity. You couldn't go there before, period. Now, to make it illegal for you to go in there, those locations have to post the proper sign. If the proper signs are not posted, then you can go into the facility. There is a lot to learn, but it's easy to learn. I have a class today, a license to carry class at 2 o'clock. I still have a few slots open. If you were thinking about getting a license to carry, or if you already have your license to carry and you need a refresher on this, which I highly recommend, if you're a refresher person, I'll give it to you for $40. If you're a new person, $60 for the class. It'll start at 2, gets over about 7:30, and you'll go over the laws. You'll go over all the required information that the state requires for you to get your certificate to show you took the class. So give me a call here, 697-6633. We'll put you down. Class is at 2 o'clock at the shop, Aaron's Gun Shop. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Check out all the different pages on there. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. One way or another, if you're going to take the class, remember, you can do a PowerPoint, fall asleep, or you can take a class from me and you won't forget it. Brent, let's take a long break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go over, I believe we're going to do some topic of interest here. Be back on the other side.
If you're planning a party for a wedding, birthday, anniversary, corporate event, or just to have fun, and you plan to serve alcohol, you need a bartender. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps Bartending Service is who you need to call. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps provides a complete portable bartending service. When you provide adult beverages to your guests, you want them served fast, correctly, and with flair. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps can do that for you. TABC certified, professional, and with a complete bar setup, Aaron's can help make your social event one to remember for a long time. Call Aaron's now at 254-482-0557 or email Aaron's at mail@aaronsnightcaps.com. Make Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps your first call and last call when you want a professional bartender for your next social or corporate event. Call 254-482-0557 or go to aaronsnightcaps.com.
And that's powerful stuff.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. Aaron'sGunShop.com. March 11th, that's today, at 2 o'clock. Again, I have my license to carry class. There's still room available. Now, you can go somewhere else, but why? I don't know. The instruction is great and the price is right. It's only $60. If you already have your license to carry, like I said, but just want a refresher, you can attend the class as well, and the price for that is only $40. March 17th. March 17th is ladies' night. All range time for ladies that night is free. Now, guys, treat your ladies to a night at the range. Take them out, let them shoot for free. You, I'm going to charge you, but the ladies, they can shoot for free. March 24th is our second annual law enforcement benefit shoot-off. Last year, the Cameron Police Department won the event and got to keep the trophy at their department for the whole year. Now, you don't have to be law enforcement to compete. Just get yourself a 5-person team together and enter to support your local law enforcement agency of choice. The entry fee per 5-person team is $100. Now, if you can hear my voice, you can compete. Doesn't matter where you're from. So I need you to spread the word, organize a team, and support your law enforcement department of choice. I hear, well, I know the sheriff's department here in Milam County has got their team, and rumor has it, they say they're going to smoke Cameron PD. They say they're going to beat Cameron PD without a problem. So Cameron PD, I hope you're listening. You need to get that team up and retain your title. And everybody else out there, I think SO is talking smack. I think they can beat Bell County Sheriff's Department too. So let's get the challenge on, everybody. Spread the word. Get your 5-person teams. Get officers on them. Get regular people without a badge on it. Doesn't matter. 5-person team, $100, March 24th. It's a benefit shoot, and you get to keep the trophy for a year in your showcase. All right. Now, on the 26th, that's Sunday, the 26th, Aaron's Nightcaps will be at the Hilton Garden Inn in Temple doing the bridal show there from 1 to 4 o'clock. I'm going to have my full bar set up. If you have not seen my bar, it looks pretty darn good. So, if you're thinking about having a birthday party, a wedding, corporate event, just want to have a good time. It's a great centerpiece for your party. Looks good. People love to go up to the bar, talk, see the drinks being made, so on and so forth. So if you want to check it out and see all the other things that the bridal show has to offer, be there on the 26th of March and check out the show. Give me a call at 254-697-6633 here at the ranch. If you got some questions, or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. For more details, but it's going to be a lot of fun. You'll check it out. Now's the time to plan if you're having a wedding party or whatever. Now, Brett, I was looking through some catalogs, and I found some things here that I just thought were kind of interesting, and I thought we'd talk about it. I was looking at some T-shirts, and some of these T-shirts, I like what they have on them. They say, one here says, "Don't mess with my faith, family, firearms, freedom." How redneck conservative is that? Is that cool or what? "Don't mess with my faith, family, firearms, or freedom." Then another one is, "If this flag," which is the American flag, "offends you, I'll help you pack." That's one of my favorites. Then we got, "Never apologize for being a patriot." Never apologize for being a patriot. Everybody wants to say, "Ah, what are you talking about?" No, I'm a patriot, Constitution, God bless America, all that. Then I saw some signs. "Home of the free because of the brave." And when I see that, I think of every soldier, sea, whatever you call them, Naval, Air Force, Coast Guard, whoever's in uniform defending this country. "Home of the free because of the brave." "Heroes don't wear capes, they wear dog tags." I thought that was pretty cool, too. All right, now, because I'm a bartender, I noticed this one. I thought this was pretty good. "Alcohol, because no great story ever started with someone eating salad." Ain't that the truth? Okay, here's some more. "Beer, because your friends just aren't that interesting." "In dog beers..." Let's see. "In dog beer,
I've only had one. So I guess for every seven beer. Okay. We'll skip that. We'll go to another one here. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings when I called you stupid. I thought you already knew. Your crazy is showing. You might want to tuck that back in. A fact of life, after Monday and Tuesday, even the calendar says WTF. I thought it was good. Anyway, I was breezing through these catalogs, saw them. They were kind of interesting to me, so I threw it in my topic of interest section. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Check out all that we have to offer. We've got lots of different pages on there. We've got the radio page, products page, testimonial page. Ladies, if you're thinking about taking a class but you're a little bit hesitant, a lot of the ladies tell me they're a little bit hesitant, and then they go to my testimonial page and see all the videos of the women who've taken the class and listen to what they say, and it motivates them and pumps them up to sign up for a course. There's still time. Today at 2 o'clock, I've got my next license to carry class, 2 to 7:30. It's $60 for a new person, $40 for a refresher. Check it out. There's still time to sign up. Tell you what, Brett, let's take another break, and when we come back, we're going to go over our product spotlight.
If you're planning a party for a wedding, birthday, anniversary, corporate event, or just to have fun, and you plan to serve alcohol, you need a bartender. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps bartending service is who you need to call. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps provides a complete portable bartending service. When you provide adult beverages to your guests, you want them served fast, correctly, and with flair. Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps can do that for you. TABC certified, professional, and with a complete bar setup, Aaron's can help make your social event one to remember for a long time. Call Aaron's now at 254-482-0557 or email Aaron's at mail@aaronsnightcaps.com. Make Aaron's High Cap Nightcaps your first call and last call when you want a professional bartender for your next social or corporate event. Call 254-482-0557 or go to aaronsnightcaps.com.
And that's powerful stuff.
Hey Siri, I just got engaged.
That is very exciting, Cassie. What would you like for me to do next?
Oh gosh, there's so much. I've got to find a dress, flowers, cake, food, a photographer, a venue, bridesmaids I have to call, and...
Here is what I have found. Everything you are looking for is in one... The Hilton Garden Inn Temple is presenting their 13th annual bridal show on Sunday, March 26th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. You'll meet with wedding vendors from photography, bakeries, salons, venues, florists, and lots of others who are ready to help you plan your special day.
Siri, you are the best.
Actually, there's more. Every vendor will be giving away a door prize valued at $50, and the Hilton Garden Inn will be giving away a grand prize of a newlywed date night package for a year.
Sunday, March 26th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Temple from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, call 254-899-3908.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover forms of firearms training.
Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Again, we're here live. Got about another hour and 15 minutes to go in the program. We're going to start right off. Actually, I think attorney Rick Dye will be in. He just was delayed a little bit. And so after I do our product spotlight segment, hopefully he'll be in studio. We'll be able to go over in legal form. Penal code is 46035. But product spotlight today is the High Point 4595 TS and 45 ACP. And you can get yours now at ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer. Arch Kuntz, the owner of ANC Firearms, great guy. Got a great location there in downtown, in Heidenhammer. I think he is downtown in Heidenhammer. But he's got lots of great stuff. Ammo, reloading supplies, knives, holsters, gun cases, used weapons, new guns. So check him out. His number there is 254-983-4417. Check him out. Say hi to Clint, Mike, Dennis, Arch. And it's a good atmosphere that will definitely help you out. But I want to talk to you about one of the guns that he has right there on his shelf, the High Point 45 ACP Tactical Carbine, technically called the 4595 TS. Now, I've told you this before, I like to get other people's reviews because always listening to me sometimes, I don't want to get a tainted view of it. So this gentleman here, Paul Helinski, had written an article here, and I'm going to read it to you. And it's pretty accurate. So here we go. The High Point 4595 TS is probably the cheapest pistol carbine caliber carbine on the market. Your local gun shop probably has four of them, and I know Arch has got them there too for a fantastic price. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a picture of it and a price tag on it, and it's just a good gun to buy, and it matches perfectly with the pistol I talked about last week. They work great, shoot great, and are accurate enough, extremely accurate. People get really emotional about High Point guns. You could say that folks either love them or hate them, but I think there's a better explanation than that. Quality control and customer service are always an issue with small and fast-growing companies. High Point has had its ups and downs. Some people got good guns. Some people got very bad guns. Everyone I know who has purchased a High Point in the last few years has been delighted with it, and I can back that up as well. The improvement, the quality on these guns now, it's just everyone works. That's what I've seen. They're all the same quality. I don't hear any problems. This is Matt speaking right now. I never see any problems when we have them at the range. They just function without problem. So back to the story. And my local gun dealer said that he sells a ton of them and none of them ever come back as having problems. To me, that says that the word on the street is that High Point guns are now reliable and that they have always been very inexpensive for what you get. My big concern with the gun was accuracy, but it came in at about the same accuracy at 25 yards that I can shoot my handgun. Now, I want to make a comment on that. Ladies and gentlemen, when you read these tests about accuracy, there's one big variable in the equation, and that is the shooter. It says this gun doesn't work the same hole, okay? So it's not the gun, it's the operator. So if it's not pulling a one-inch hole and it's pulling a four-inch hole, it may just be a slight little trigger pull from the operator. So be advised, because if you're shooting at 25 yards with a handgun and getting the same type of shot group with a rifle, that rifle should be putting them in the same hole. This 45 ACP carbine is the High Point model 4595 TS. The magazine holds 9 rounds. It has adjustable sights for both windage and elevation and weighs just over 7 pounds empty. The 4595 has both a bolt hold open drop catch and a last round magazine hold open when you use the included magazines. But most importantly, from our test, and this was the gun bought right off the shelf at a gun shop, the 4595 always seems to go bang, and it is both a pleasure to shoot and accurate enough for close quarters wet work. This is the second article in our new cheap gun series, and because there will be complainers, let me explain why we are using the politically incorrect term cheap instead of inexpensive or affordable.
The guns are cheap, plain and simple. Cheap is not a relative term. In the world of firearms, a pistol caliber carbine for sometimes even under $300 is ridiculously cheap. And it is important to carry guns like this High Point in our reviews because some people just can't afford a $500 or $700 gun. You don't get a $700 gun for $300, and the materials on these High Point guns are cheap guns in general and are intended to be cheaper to manufacture for the most part. But you don't often see cheap guns reviewed because the companies that make the cheap guns don't really advertise. They don't have to. And most industry editorial is made of the guns from the companies that advertise and little else. For many dollars, $700 or $1,000, way out of reach. Are some cheap guns reliable and accurate enough? That is our question. We purchase these guns at retail price off the shelf of gun shops. And yes, a lot of cheap guns are great for what you pay. And the High Point carbine is a cheap price for a cheaply made gun because it didn't cost that much for the materials, gives you a product that is very good. The magazine holds 9 rounds of 45 ACP, but beware that aftermarket high cap mags might void the warranty, and you'll have to read the warranty to understand why. To back up a bit, one of the reasons that I chose a pistol caliber carbine, I thought this was pretty good, as the second installment in the series, is that a lot of people can't or won't go through the hurdles to own a handgun at all. In many parts of the country, handguns require special permits, even if you don't intend to carry them, and that presents a price ceiling to many low-budget gun buyers. You can't buy even the cheapest AR for under $500, and even if you could afford the AR, a lot of people have only indoor ranges at which to shoot. That leaves out a budget AR and just about every bolt-action rifle on the market. So if you want to be able to just walk into a gun shop and pick up that you can actually shoot, that leaves the handgun or a rifle that shoots handgun cartridges. Polymer pistol carbines are your best bet. I found the High Point 4595 to be really a pleasant gun to shoot. It has a recoil buffer built into the stock, so even the smallest shooter won't find anything unpleasant in shooting the 45 ACP load. It comes with cheap-looking but very functional sight system with windage and elevation adjustable rear sight and course adjustable front sight. It was 0 to about 75 yards out of the box, and I brought it down to 25 yards. For the average tactical distances, you are better to zero for short yardage with the 45 ACP because even when you zero for 25 yards, there's still a 13-inch drop at 100 yards. I've included the ballistic table from the Hornady Ballistics Calculator, and I used the increased velocity from the carbine length barrel that gave us an extra 30 feet per second or so using Wolf ammo. Also note that I tested this gun with the cheapest ammo I could find, figuring that if you're going to do a series on cheap guns, you better darn well use cheap ammo too. There is no reason to assume that the expensive ammo would shoot better in this gun, but I will say something about the accuracy that I find interesting. Because this is a pistol caliber carbine, if it was an AR shooting a .223-556, I'd say the accuracy is dreadful. But as a compromise for a handgun with a handgun caliber, it's good enough. I was able to repeatedly put the magazine full into about a 3-inch at 25 yards. And this is roughly what I can do with my handgun. Like I said before, ladies and gentlemen, you should be able to get better accuracy with that with a handgun. It comes with a rifle. It's all due to the operator shooting. So there's a trade-off between the advantage of the carbine length, which is a long sight radius distance between the front and rear sights, and the better accuracy of a more expensive gun. Not a bad case in accuracy for a $300 or less rifle. One thing I have to warn you about with these guns is aftermarket magazines. They just plain don't work and many damage your firearm. If you go to the High Point Carbine Accessories page, you can buy 2 extra mags, a double mag clip that attaches to the stock for $42. That's cheap. You can also buy side rails and other accessories made for the gun, and they're all pretty good deals. The best gun review is when basically there is nothing to report. And this was pretty much what I experienced with a High Point 4595. You can buy a pistol caliber carbine from Germany for thousands of dollars, or even the Taurus carbine we review is double the price of this gun. Do I love this gun? No. This is the author's personal opinion. The metal is ugly stamped and the cheap looking, so he's into pretty looking guns. The plastic is plastic, but it works great. It's accurate. And for a pistol caliber carbine, the recoil and ergonomics are second to none. Don't be afraid to buy a High Point. They are great and very affordable guns. And let me tell you once again why I read this article. One, I wanted you to have somebody else's opinion. And two, a lot of the times when somebody's promoting a gun, they always want to make it sound pretty. This guy said, it is what it is. It's Very affordable, under $300. It shoots great, and it works every time you pull the trigger. It's one of those things where if you're not used to seeing it, you go, oh, that's an ugly-looking dog. It's so ugly. It's cute. I love it. Okay, you end up loving your high point carbines, and especially in a pistol caliber, it works out great. So check it out at ANC Firearms. The number is 254-983-4417. They're in Heidenheimer. Give them a call. Go there. Check it out. Buy one or two. Tell them you heard it on the radio, and tell them Matt sent you. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have on our super lawyer, attorney Rick Dodd. We'll see you on the other side.
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs.
Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. It's 11 o'clock. We got a little bit of adjustment going on here. Our voice of law enforcement, we're going to hold them up just for a few more minutes because we have Super Attorney Rick Dodd here now in the studio. And Rick, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and see you. Welcome to the show, and thanks for being able to make it.
It's good to be here, Matt. I apologize for being a little late. I had a cow down, one that I had bottle fed about 10 years ago. She's pregnant, but I got her up. A successful morning already.
Awesome. Good deal. Got to take care of those animals. Let's get right into it. First of all, respectforyou.com. Respectforyou.com. That is your website for people to get in contact with you?
Sure, it is. There's a lot of information on that website, mostly about products, defective products, pharmaceuticals, asbestos, tires, rollovers, things of that nature, car wrecks and truck wrecks. So it's a good place to go to find a little bit of about things that might hurt you and about corporations who put out these dangerous products.
So write that down, ladies and gentlemen, respectforyou.com, attorney Rick Dodd. And he's got a long resume. We don't have time to read it right now, but just go to respectforyou.com, check out all that's going on there. And we're going to be discussing, Rick, 4603 and 46035. I did that earlier in the show. And I kind of touched on things when you weren't here, but I wanted to really talk about what we're about to talk about now. And just as a refresher, 4603, 46035, there are things in it that I just want clarification. And you and I had a discussion one time about we don't want to cause problems. As an instructor, I find it very important for me to understand verbiage, punctuation, intent, thought, all that kind of stuff, so that when I go to teach my students, I can lay a bottom line, hey, with all that, being right isn't always profitable. Let's use common sense. So we're going to do that now in 46 and 4603, and let me just get right into it and ask the first question here. The segment, Penal Code 4603, in it has grounds where a school-sponsored activity is being conducted. Now, let me preface this by saying, if you have a license to carry, 4603 says you can't go to these locations. That's where grounds where a school-sponsored activity is being conducted. Let's talk about that. Words mean things. School-sponsored and being conducted. Can you give us your take on that, please?
After I looked this up, I was not able to find any annotations. What that means is that there's been no appellant court speak with regard to this law, which pretty much means we have to look at the black and white letter of the law. As we could all read, school sponsored. I mean, hey, what does that mean? Being conducted. Hey, what does that mean? We got to go with that. And you got to remember some of these appellant courts, they reverse some convictions. We talked about one last week where a conviction was reversed, and it was reversed because the judge in the lower court, the district court, so we cannot always get it right. But again, school sponsored, on premises, things of that nature, we know what to mean.
Let me give an example. Maybe this will be even more clear, or maybe you'll teach me a thing or two here, and that is this. Let's say I'm going to the elementary school and I want to just walk track. However, there's a lot of kids with their mothers there. I'm on property that is, I'm being allowed to walk the track on. There's kids playing. That is not a school activity.
That is correct.
But if all of a sudden the school decides kids are going out on break to do their thing because it's school under school regs, that is a school-sponsored activity.
That would be my take on it.
Okay. I would think so, too.
So what you also got to understand is it talks about buildings and things that are attached to buildings like carports, like a bus awning that might be attached to the side of a building. That would be a building and you wouldn't want to.
Correct. Okay. All right. Because of lack of time and we've got some other ones that we want to hit hard here, let's go to our next question. If you've read the newspapers before, you know there's some challenges, I believe it's here, in these courts and court offices. And government, court, or offices used by court. Now, that doesn't mean the whole building, correct? So if you're carrying a license, if I have a license to carry, can I go into a court building, the court building house there, but I can't go into the courtroom or offices that are adjacent to or being used by that courtroom because then it would be illegal? Or do you have any other type of clarification?
I think you've hit it. But one thing you got to be careful about here is government meetings. There was a government meeting in Hamilton County, for instance, where the commissioner, county commissioner, Mr. Taffel, went, and with his gun, he was given a warning by the sheriff. In fact, as he and the sheriff discussed the matter, he even wrote out a statement saying, "I understand, I can't get a handgun." Then he got a letter from the county judge. The county judge is, of course, the head of commissioner's court, and there, the difference between a government meeting and a courtroom is set out in the law, and that you can get permission from a judge to enter a courtroom with your gun if you have a license to carry, but not a government function. So when Mr. Taffel guns, he had two, a .44 and a .22, along with his letter from the judge, the sheriff did not believe that that was proper and had him arrested. So Mr. Taffel winds up spending a lot of time and a lot of money because he thought he had it all figured out, but he didn't. And the appellate court ruled against him and said that he did not establish the affirmative defense of mistake of law as a matter of law. And, of course, there's a lot to be said about that and books written about that. But it just kind of goes to show that these rules aren't always so black and white as we'd like
Rick,
them to.
That is why I love this segment, because you said it perfectly, and that is he thought he had it all figured out. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to figure it out, but we also have to realize that there's variables, there's opinions, there's personal understandings, and that can cause a lot of challenges when it comes to this.
Well, if he would have listened to the sheriff in the first place, he would have been okay. I mean, he wasn't there trying to cause any trouble in particular, but he and the sheriff had plenty of discussions about it. He shifted, and a government meeting made his mistake.
Okay. I can list in Penal Code 4603 and Penal Code 46035 a total of 10 places, and then I give them two bonuses. The one that I want to read now is in Penal Code 46035, but I don't understand why it's there. Maybe you can give me some insight. And it is, why would they put a 51% business in a Penal Code 46035? Why wouldn't it be in Penal Code 46.3 where it says you just can't go there? I don't understand the difference in the situation. Can you clarify on that?
Well, a lot of times laws are written and then more laws are passed. Like you might have a 46.03 and then a 46.04. And then they come in and pass a law that says you can open carry, and they stick it into 46035 because it's pretty close between them. They leave enough room where they can get a 46031 or a 46036 as they're writing these laws. But that's why they have different laws. I think when you look at 46035, it talks about some open carry situations. That may be it. You know, I don't know, Matt. They do the best they can to try to make it clear, but again, these books are so thick and there's always going to be some difficulties.
I read law and I go, okay, makes sense. And I'm teaching my students, I go, I got no problem with that. But then this one, it's that gray area, it causes confusion. So I'm trying to just get the experts to give me insight so that we can, I tell people this all the time, until I have to act, I'm going to glean information. I'm going to get all this information from all these different advisors and people, and then when it comes time to act, I will put all that stuff in my brain and make a final decision. But since I have the time, I want to utilize it and gather the experts to give me some insight So that bottom line is I make my own decision. All right. Let's talk intoxication. What does that mean in a license to carry scenario? I know what it means in driving, 0.08 or more, but in license to carry, it's officer's judgment or of impairment, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, intoxication, it is confusing, no doubt about it. I mean, I've met fellows who cooked stew back when I was a kid over in Dutchtown and seemed like they drank enough beer to cause me to pass out, but they never acted any different. So I think they might have been able to carry today and not have a problem after drinking 10 beers. I mean, really, they didn't act any different. Whereas if I were to drink 2 beers, I might stumble and shoot myself. There's also this deal about public intoxication, and public intoxication brings us into an area where we would be a danger to ourselves or to others. Now, if you're packing a firearm, it's, you know, the danger could be enhanced. So perhaps the officer could rightly arrest someone and a jury could rightly convict someone, even though without that firearm may not be a public risk to themselves or to someone else. You follow what I'm trying to say?
I get you, but based on what I teach and what I'm reading in my books, I'm going to apply to the question again, and maybe you can give more clarity on it. It does not need to be a .08 for a licensed carry holder to
That's
be
correct.
Intoxicated, but the officer can use any other form that he's looking at that might think that the individual is impaired in some way, fashion, or form, and then could be arrested.
Well, evidence. I mean, back before we had 0.08, back before we had intoxilizers, you know, the police officers would always say, well, he was unsteady on his feet, his eyes were red, he peed his pants, he leaned against the car for stability, and the empty beer cans in the back. I mean, those kinds of evidentiary things are presented to a jury in a trial if a trial comes up, and of course the officer has to put that evidence together. A .08 may or may not be convincing to a jury. Certainly it would be evidence.
Okay. And go. Bottom line, don't be drinking a lot when you're carrying a weapon. You shouldn't be drinking anyway. But if you're going to sip off the bottle, then you're putting yourself in jeopardy, and you need to be aware of that. So don't do that.
Well, for instance, the smell of alcohol is evidence.
Right.
So if you to sip off the bottle, there's evidence.
Stay home. don't do it. Go under a rock somewhere. That's about the way life is becoming. Okay. Rick, let's talk about this. Lots of confusion on this one. Actually, on my Facebook page, I do pop quizzes. And I put a pop quiz of a sign on a nursing home. And I ask people, is this a legitimate sign for those who have license to carry? But hospitals, nursing homes, amusement parks, churches, synagogues, or other place of worship, or meaning of governmental entities, those used to be in Penal Code 4603. Then they dissected it and turned it into 46035. And what it's, this is what I try to tell people. In 4603, I don't care if they got a sign up or not. You can't go in these places. Burn them into memory and don't go there. There's three more in 46035 that I tell them to burn to memory. And then there's these. It used to say you couldn't go into a hospital, period. Now it says if you go into a hospital, you are wrong. But the hospital has to post the proper sign for that to be true. If they don't have a sign up or it's written properly, you are not in violation. A story about that 2 or 3 years ago about a soldier went in there into Scott and White Hospital and the signs weren't posted and somebody bumped into him or something, found out that he had it there, told a security guard and the guy got arrested, but he ended up getting off because there was no signage. He was not in violation. So doesn't make any sense. There's no difference. If you got Penal Code 4603, you can't go in there, period. And everywhere else, you have to look for a sign. Why do they even put this in 46035 where they say it's illegal only if there's no sign? Did that make sense?
Well, some of the hospitals, nursing homes, I don't know, what is it? Amusement parks also have to have a sign?
Yeah, they used to have like amusement parks where it's a gated community, certain population, certain acreage. So, now it doesn't matter. You can go in there.
And you know, there may be some hospitals and nursing homes that welcome people with license to carry. Some may not. I think signage is a good idea because, you know, we walk around with our license to carry and our concealed weapon, and we're not thinking about it all the time, and we go to see our aged parents at the nursing home. It's kind of good to have that sign out there. Like an amusement park, for instance, there may be a situation where there's some rides that could dislodge your weapon, and it just would be a good idea for people to have a posted sign saying no weapons here. So there is a difference. Now, what the legislation was thinking when they changed it to 4603.5 as opposed to 4603, I'm not sure. If we really want to delve into that, which sometimes I have to in the law, I go and get all of the legislative history, in other words, all the committee meetings and all of the discussion that was on the floor of the House and the Senate with regard to a law. And we do that a lot of times when we don't have any appellant cases to look at, and in this case, we don't.
Okay, Rick, look, with time ticking away here, we're going to have to cut it short pretty quick. But before we do that, I've got a picture here I want to show you. This is on my pop quiz. I'm going to speak so you have a chance to read it. But this sign here, and just hold on to it so it doesn't go anywhere. This sign there was posted on a Temple nursing home. And the law specifically states that for a person to keep a license to carry person out, they must post a Penal Code 30-06 or a Penal Code 30-07 sign. That's the only sign posted. All that does is refer to the section that those that they're talking about, but it does not post the proper sign. If that sign is up, in your opinion and expert experience, I can go in, right?
Well, yeah, but think about this. The police officer who gets called by the management of that nursing home comes in and arrests you, put you in jail, you bond out, you hire a lawyer, you go to trial, you win because you're right.
Well, there's two, there's two ways.
If you like that result, then fine. But, you know, if I saw this sign with a pistol in a circle with a bar through it, I think in pretty much any language, that would tell me I really ought not carry that handgun into that facility.
Okay, but here's the deal, Rick.
But I know it's the law is the law, and I agree with you on that.
Okay, but you got your voice in there. Let me tell you what I'm thinking. I've got to jump through hoops to get a license to carry. I'm going to do it properly. The state says they need to jump through hoops to keep me out. Why should my right to defend myself be affected because someone is ignorant on how to do it properly? If my weapon is concealed, nobody should know the difference. Now, if I'm going to carry open, what you just said, I'll take it totally. I understand. I'm putting myself in that position. But if I'm carrying concealed, a law-abiding person, if they saw the proper sign posted, say, I'm a legal, I'm a law-abiding person, I'm licensed to carry, I do my thing, they did what they were supposed to do, I'm going to respect it and stay out. This here, to me, doesn't cut it.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you about the end result, but it clearly says, notice, handguns are prohibited in this facility. It's got the pistol with the circle and the bar through it. And while I'm on your side, if I'm your attorney, we're all going to make money beside you.
I know where you're coming from, but I'm not going to be subjected to people's lack of knowledge or their ignorance to it. Because it says here in the sign, this section creates an offense for a license holder to carry a handgun on the property of another if the other had noticed that either entry on the property by a license holder with a handgun was forbidden or remaining on the property with a handgun was forbidden and the license holder failed to depart. This section requires oral or written notice, and it shows what the signs must say. It says the document must contain the following language, and the document does not match that sign on that nursing home. But
I agree.
Okay.
And that's why you would be not guilty.
After thousands of dollars.
Well, maybe not. I mean, a lot of times judges will look at something like this, and when I say the judge, if it's a misdemeanor, it'd be the county judge, and just dismiss the case. And also, a lot of times, if a police officer were to arrest you and bring you in, the police chief might get notice of it and look at it and go, hey, no, we're sorry, and let you walk. And the sheriff would also probably do the same. But still, you might spend the night in jail.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. You got it from our super attorney, Richard Dodd, and you can get him at respectforyou.com. Check it out. See what he's got there. Give him a call if you need anything. Rick, you got any things you want to say before you go?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to come visit with you, Matt. You boys got an interesting show.
That's a polite word. Thank you. All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the voice of law enforcement on. Talk to you soon.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Capellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm focuses on cases involving asbestos exposure, mesothelioma, birth trauma, defective products, and injury and death resulting from car and truck wrecks. Call the tough, experienced injury attorneys at Capellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron. Call 888-MESO-FIRM or 254-697-4965.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. This is the March 11th, 2017 show, and we've got about 16 minutes left. But before we get into our next segment with my guest here, Lee Richardson, I'm going to review to you again what's going on in the month of March. Today at 2 o'clock, I've got my license to carry class. There still is time and still slots available if you want to participate in that. It's $60 for a new person, $40 if you want to refresh, which I highly recommend, everybody. Highly recommend. If you got your license, come on, $40, take it, refresh yourself with the laws. Also, March 17th is ladies' night. All range time for the ladies is free. Friday night. Guys, bring your ladies, treat them out there for a it's a cheap treat, man. It's free. They shoot for free. Just come on out and do some shooting. March 24th, very important, is our second annual law enforcement benefit shoot off. Last year, Cameron PD won it, and I got to keep the trophy at their department for the whole year. And we've got some teams formed up now. We got SO, Cameron, some other teams supporting other departments. And I hear SO says they're going to take it. So, you know, Bell County out there, if you're listening, get your teams together. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Make contact with me, aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Give me a call here at the show, 697-6633. Also, on the 26th, I'll be at the Hilton Garden Inn doing the bridal show. And it'll be from 1 to 4. I'll have my whole bar set up there. So if you want to check that out, come and visit me. Or go to the website again to the Aaron's Nightcap page on the website, aaronsgunshop.com. Okay, without further ado, let me introduce to you here Lee Richardson. He comes out to the shop all the time, does a lot of shooting. He's become a regular and is enjoying it a lot. And I wanted to invite him on the show because we've been doing a lot of things and he's been doing a lot of things at the shop. Shooting, competitions, seminars, and so forth. And we were just talking about it. I said, hey, come on, let's talk and give people your side, your opinion of how things are working. So, Lee, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Just get a little closer to that mic and you'll be good. All right. Lee, I invited you on the show because I remember the first time you came into the shop and you were shooting. And I come up to you gently and I say, do you mind if I give you just a couple tips and pointers?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So you were doing okay. No, they're this close to being exceptional because that piece of machinery with the head. So we got you there. We showed you a few things and now you're just like tearing it up. Let's talk about yesterday. Well, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you work and all that.
I work in Rockdale for climate control, AC, and heating. Been married 10 years. Got a 9-year-old special needs son, Jason. Rockdale. Love my job. Love my family.
Good old country boy, right?
Yes,
yeah. Okay, Lee, we had this competition yesterday that we have every second Friday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
The round robin competition.
Yes.
Tell me your experiences of it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is pretty cool. Just first started it, what you thought, what you get out of this, why is it so much fun, and why should people kind of do it?
Well, the first time I did it, super nervous. I was dropping magazines. I mean, it was rough. But the reason I like it is, you know, you get familiar with other guns that you're not used to shooting. You know, you know your gun. You get up to the table, you know, you got 5-6 guns laid out. You don't know what you're going to come across. So, you know, like you say, battlefield situation, you know, you come across something that you don't know what it is. If you don't know how to operate it, you're still in a bind.
That's right. What good is it, right?
Yeah. It's fun. I mean,
well, let's talk about the aspects of what the competition entails. First of all, if you come to my range, ladies and gentlemen, I don't charge $15 an hour and watch the clock and say, hey, you're got 60 before you owe more dollars. I go, hey, man, come on out. Shoot, $10. Shoot for the night. You pay for your targets. You pay for your ammo if you want to buy some ammo. But, heck, $10 for the night. Have a great time, okay? So you're going to pay $10 anyway if you're going to see me. Correct. Why not, on the second Friday of the month, pay me $20 to compete, which allows you to compete, shoot the rest of the night for free, and if you do it well enough, you get to win some big prize, knife, gun, tactical bag, whatever. So that's the first big thing.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a plus.
Now, you were just mentioning about how you're not familiar with another gun. Let's talk about, what do you do normally at a range? Tell me what's happening. Here you got a gun, you go to a range. What normally do you do?
You set up, you know, whatever guns you have that you're used to shooting. You're shooting at a target, no pressure. You know, it's fairly easy.
And what are you shooting at?
Paper.
And what's the biggest threat? A paper cut, right?
Yeah. You know, it's not going to do anything back to you. It's definitely not shooting back at you, for sure.
Okay. So you just said a mouthful there. No pressure. You're in a comfortable environment. Nobody's trying to aggress upon you. And you're shooting at a piece of paper that doesn't move.
Correct.
So now, put that training in a life or death scenario. How do you think that's going to work for you?
It's going to help, for sure.
You may be able to know how to use your gun, but it's not running towards you. You're not juiced up with your adrenaline. So don't you think what you're doing in the range, shooting at a piece of paper, may not be close to what a real life scenario would be?
Oh, no. I wouldn't think by any means. And I mean, even shooting at the range, you know, you have no stress level on you.
Right.
You know, you're out there having fun. You know.
Okay, so now let's move to our pistol competition. The way it works, you got five or six people to a string, and there's targets in front of you. They're all the same targets. Each lane has the same target, and each target has numbered on it 1 through 6. So, Lee, let's just say you're shooter number 3. When it's your turn to shoot, you come up to the booth, you pick up the gun that's in front of you, you load it, you got, let's say there's 6 targets, you got 60 seconds to engage all 6 targets, and you have to shoot at the number 3 all the time. You pick up the gun that's in front of you, you lock and load it, and you shoot at your designated target, you put the gun down, and you go to the next gun that you haven't seen before, or haven't manipulated before.
Correct.
You do the same thing, you lock and load it, you shoot at target number 2, and you only shoot the number 3 on it. So what's happening is, you're under time constraints, you're under accuracy constraints, and you're under, oh my gosh, I don't know this gun restraint.
Exactly.
So that enhances, I think, right? Just paying $20 to compete, if you get nothing out of it at all, other than that was great training.
Right.
That was great training, right?
And you can't have too much practice, in my opinion. You know, but yes, it's great training. Getting familiar with different guns is what I like about it. You know, because we have so many different people coming every time. You're shooting so many different variety of guns, you know, and there's... All I've ever shot is a Taurus 45 pistol before I started coming to you.
What do you think some of the tricks you've learned in the competitions? You know how we talked about, and I'm always up there talking about the information in the cracks on how to pick up your speed.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, top of your head, think of some things that you've learned that now do you apply to your shooting that enhances the speed and the accuracy of your shooting?
And I'm
talking from gun to gun as well.
First thing is just trying to calm your nerves. Calming your nerves is a big part of it.
Well, let's stop on that for a second. In a live scenario, if your life is in danger, your nerves are going to be shattered, right?
Yeah.
Okay? So it would make sense. If we can train like that and get our nerves to that level, the next time it happens is, hey, I've been here before. I can control myself. Mm-hmm. So the first time you competed, you were nervous.
Oh, I was very nervous. I dropped the first magazine on the floor. Yeah.
Now, we're always nervous. You always got that like anticipation. How are you going to do it?
Right.
But you say to yourself, hey, I've been here before. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, that smoothens out the jitters.
It does.
Okay. Now, let's go to another point. What else did you learn? I have this big thing about like going from gun to gun.
Yeah.
Is there any little trick that you going from gun to gun because you don't know what the next gun's going to be?
Soon as I set down the gun I just emptied, you know, I'm trying to look as I'm coming around the corner at what the next gun is, you know, how it's laid, you know, it's, you know, in the lock, you know, what I need to do to get it into the fight.
Okay, let's clarify that. You're a right-handed shooter?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's say if it's a picture-perfect world and you're coming up to the next gun, the gun is on the right side with the grip facing to the right, so all you got to do is put your hand on it, and the magazine is perfectly set up.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not that way, if the gun is backwards, upside down, magazine's on the other side, when you say you're turning the corner, you've missed, and what are you doing now?
Well, you know, say if the gun was on the left and the mag was on the right, you don't want to make an extra motion as far as, you know, picking the gun up with your left hand, switching it to your right hand, then picking the mag up. You know, you're taking extra steps, which is taking extra time, which is, you know, real life situation, that's one or two extra bullets coming at you.
That's it. You got it, buddy.
So, you know,
Extra steps are not good.
That's right.
That's another one of the things we teach, the little information's in the crack. If you're a right-handed shooter, you should pick up that gun with your right hand, not your left hand, and
no
put
matter
in your...
where it is.
Yeah. So if the gun's backwards or whatever, try to position your hands in a way so when you go to... as soon as you make contact with the gun, it's ready to go. Okay. The other thing that's very important are triggers. I bet you won't argue with me on that.
Not the slightest.
So when you're turning the corner and you're not only looking at where the gun's positioned, you're also kind of figuring out, trying to figure out what type of action is on the gun, what type of trigger control is on the gun, right? Because
right?
we both know that 1911s have minimal trigger pull.
Correct.
And then double action guns have long trigger pulls.
Exactly.
So it's almost like on the first shot with a double action trigger, you got to say, okay, how long is the pull? When's it going to break? And that could potentially screw you up.
Oh, and it has many times.
So you get over that by practice, and putting yourself under stress like these competitions. All right, let's move on to something else, though. You took an advanced M4 class. First of all, you took an M4 class from us. Zoltan Varga, he's my instructor. Good guy. We'll be getting him on next week, I think, I hope. And we'll talk all about him. But we've got a great instructor for the M4 seminar that was, last month. You loved it. Had a great time.
Yes.
And we got people who want to do the advanced class in the M4. Let's talk about that. Now, last Saturday, I'm losing track of time. It was last Saturday, right?
Yes, last Saturday.
We were going to do an all-day course, but we kind of got rained out because the location of the range gets underwater when it rains, and it was coming down hard enough where we couldn't do it. So we postponed it for tomorrow. But let's talk about what we've gone through already last week in the M4 class. Part of the advanced M4 class is using pistol and rifle, learning to transition from pistol to rifle, rifle to pistol. Mm-hmm. Why don't you give us some thoughts, opinions, review as to what you learned on that class?
The classroom part, you start out in the classroom, which is a good thing. We're learning, single action, double action, single action only.
Double action only.
Double action only. Yeah. From the class, the malfunction drills, that's a great thing to know. You set up, six guns on the table. Set them up in five or six different malfunctions and set them all up differently. Each time somebody does it, they got to come through, clear all six guns, get it back in the fight. Before that class, I would have had no idea how to clear any other weapon except for my own. And not even in all the malfunction modes would I have known how to clear mine until that class.
I also noticed too, there's a lot of good shooters and they're good with their guns. And I'm going to probably reiterate what you're saying there, but when your own gun and you have a mouth, then the brain has to think about all these different things, especially if you're doing pro.
Right.
And we're doing a speed drill. A lot of people fumble and spit up on themselves. That's why I get a lot of professional shooters come out that stumble on the round robin competition because they're not accustomed to it. They're accustomed to getting in an environment that they know what the next is going to be. And throwing stuff at you that's not expected, and you've got all the data in your brain, but now you've got to tap into it and put it down into actual physical application. And so you learned a lot about that. You got smoother and smoother and smoother.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, it just takes practice. You can't practice too much. I've noticed that firsthand. I see myself coming further and further every time I come up there and shoot with you.
Okay, so in that part of it, we're doing kind of like a round robin malfunction drill. What else did we do?
As far as out on the pistol range, some of the things I took out of it were, the part where we were like house scenarios. You had some things set up with dividers, simulating like a hallway and a bad guy, in your house down the hallway. Say you're in a different room, peeking out the corner,
Slicing the pie, right?
Exactly, slicing the pie. I found myself sticking my head way too far out.
Lots of pie.
Yeah, eating lots of pie. I would eat lots of bullets, too.
Okay.
But, that helps tremendously. I had no idea how to shoot from around cover, that was my first time to ever.
What about shooting around cover on an offhand?
That's
just not right.
I mean, it's good to practice and learn, but it feels very uncomfortable at first. But, I mean, it's something you need to know how to do.
That's right. You got to learn how to dance that gun in between your dominant hand and your non-dominant hand and turning corners and not letting the beak of your hat show around the corner, your foot, and slicing that ball as you can.
And being quiet, Most people don't realize, you drag your feet, you start hyperventilating, I mean, even in those shooting drills, you feel your heart rate rise, I mean, it.
Now, you did that shooting drill in the first class in my acting son. My son's an actor. He was playing the crackhead invading your house and you're turning corners.
Yes, the shoot house. That was That was fun, and it was definitely adrenaline pumping.
And it kind of makes you realize, you know, even though you're shooting these little plastic BBs, you don't want to get hit with a plastic BB.
They still sting. Don't get it wrong. They still sting.
Because I'll tell you something. I've seen it too many times where you're not doing that. A person is training, but they're not shooting anything at each other except maybe a laser, and you do some silly stuff. You start saying, let me turn the corner. Well, if you think there's a pellet coming at you, and you're wearing protective clothing, people, you just feel the impact. And then you say, okay, I got hit. It doesn't hurt, but you know you got hit. But for some reason, you're just like, I don't want to turn that corner as quickly as I used to. Mm-hmm. So, all right, now, tomorrow, we're going to be doing the advanced part, the rifle part. We're going to be down the tactical range, and we're going to be doing some 100-yard runs on the shoot. We're going to be doing pistols, shooting some steel targets. We're probably doing some shooting out of vehicles. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow in the advanced class, so I'm pretty sure you're looking forward to that,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
Anything you can say to anybody listening who should be maybe taking a class from me?
Definitely take his classes. I mean, he's very informative. They're thorough. I've learned a lot from him. It's definitely a good class to take.
And I didn't pay him a dime to say that either, so that's cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, look, I think we're winding down. Brett, how much time I got? About a minute?
5 seconds.
5 seconds. Keep your powder dry, and God bless. See you next week.